As the sound of Mike Katz and Mike Willans fades into the distance, into the great pond of Juan Martino's, you're very welcome indeed to another hour and a lot of the very best in folk, roots and acoustic music. This show includes a little tribute, I suppose you'd call it, to that great little label Free Reed Records as part of our series, celebrating the work of great little folk labels of the world. Free Reed is based in Belper in Derbyshire, Medoc, and you cannot overestimate the contribution that they've made to the folk world. But to kick us off, here's two people who make a hell of a lot of noise for just two human beings, Emma and the Professor, from their album Old Black Crow, with the title track.
Way down deep in the forest, something's calling me. Stop me dead in the middle of my tracks to see what I could see. Gazed in through a window, to my surprise, were fine, fine ladies dancing with fire in their eyes. Take me down to the river, take me down to death. Forgive me, girl, for what I did, wash my sins away. Ain't no use in crying now that she's gone. I thought I'd never forsake my.
Emma and the Professor with Old Black Crow, the title track of their album, and it says here in a bit of publicity that came with the CD, Shropshire-based duo Emma and the Professor have been performing together on the folk circuit for many years, appearing at virtually all the UK's major folk festivals, supporting artists such as Show of Hands, John Renbourn, Vin Garbutt, Hazel O'Connor and Jackie McShay. Emma has worked with Benji Kirkpatrick and featured on the first Evolving Tradition album, and Mark has recorded for Miles Hunt of the Wonder Stuff, amongst many others. Well, There you go, that's the little I know about them, based in Shropshire. But for a little lady, she makes a hell of a noise. Now, this next track comes from a great CD which had bypassed me almost completely until recently somebody nudged me on Facebook and I went and got a hold of a copy. The album is called Between the Jigs and the Reels, a retrospective, and it is a CD and DVD of the great band Planxty. From it, this is The Good Ship Kangaroo, recorded live at the National Stadium in Dublin. And it is quite wonderful, in my humble opinion.
Well, once I was a waiting man to clip the top of my tears. Now I am a mare and herd, there's the angry seas. I always loved sea fair in life, I bade me love a Jew. Ship to steward and cook me buys and board a kangaroo. Oh, I never thought she would prove false or either prove untrue. As we sailed away through Milford Bay and board a kangaroo. Think of me, oh, think of me, she mournfully did say, when you were in a foreign land and I am far away. Take this locator up any bit, it'll make you bear in mind that loving, trusting, faithful heart you left in tears behind. Cheer up, me own true love, don't weep so bitterly. She sobbed, she sighed, she choked, she cried, and she could not say goodbye. I won't be gone for very long, it's but a month or two. When I return again, of course I'll visit you. Oh, I never thought she would prove false or either prove untrue. As we sailed away through Milford Bay on board the Kangaroo. Our ship was homeward bound from many as the foreign shore. Many is the foreign present unto me love I bore. Brought artists from Tenerife and tires from Timbuktu, a China rash and a Bengal cash and a Bombay cockatoo. Head off I saunter to Wellen on the street above the town, where the old and lady she was hanging out her gowns. Where is my love? She's vanished about 6 months ago. Where is my young man that drives the van for Chapel and Son and Co.? We never thought she would prove us or either prove untrue. As we sailed away through Milford Bay on board a kangaroo. A married life, soap, suds and blue. Half through love and paint and starch and washing soda too. I'll go unto some foreign shore, no longer can I stay. With some china hot and tot, they'll throw me life away. Oh, me love, she is no foolish girl, her age it is 80. Me love, she is no spinster, she has been married twice before. I cannot say it was her wealth that stole me heart away. She works down in the laundry for one and nine a day. We never thought she would prove false or either prove untrue. As we sailed away through Milford Bay on board a kangaroo.
Ship Kangaroo, and I think that was Christy Moore and Donald Lunny swapping mouth music there. puss music, as it's sometimes called, or lilting, as it is known in more polite society. The Good Ship Kangaroo, live from the National Stadium Dublin, from the album Between the Jigs and the Reels, a retrospective. Great tracks recorded live, and also some fantastic video material on DVD. Well worth getting your grubby little mitts on. I think mine cost me £9, something like that. Can't remember. Certainly wasn't a lot of loot. Now, Molly Evans is a very interesting young woman. Comes from the Alderley Edge area of Cheshire. Alderley Edge is where Merlin the Wizard is supposed to be at this very moment, in a secret cave, awaiting a call from Britain when it is in most danger, at which point the cave will burst open and he will ride forth on a white charger and he will save everybody. Well, her project is deeply interesting. She's looking at the work of Alan Garner, the great novelist who's written mostly for children, books like The Weird Stone of Brisingamen, The Owl Service, Red Shift, a man who himself has delved deeply into folklore and tradition, and particularly living in a place like the Alderley Edge area of Cheshire, where there is so much folklore and so many legends. He's produced a body of really interesting work. Well, Molly Evans has taken many of his stories and poems and she's set them to music. And I'm going to play you one of them now, which is called Woe Is Me. The chorus is a poem collected by Alan Garner and found in his book Collected Folk Tales. And Molly Evans wrote the verses herself and the tune.
Soft is hand, how light.
Collins from her album Deep Time and Narrow Space with the song Woe Is Me. Deep Time and Narrow Space, the title comes from when Alan Garner was being interviewed about the oral tradition, the folklore that he'd inherited from his family, and he described it as being from a deep time and a narrow space, which I think is a really interesting title. There are six tracks on the EP, including Woe Is Me, which you just heard, Maggoty's Wood, Yallery Brown, and Gobble Knoll. Some great titles there. Molly Evans. Now, I've decided that I am a bit on the spectrum when it comes to being a nerd. If I get my teeth into something, I don't stop until I've found out all about it, or at least I've found out a fair bit about it. Spider John Kerner has become my latest rave. I've been digging deep and finding everything of his that I could, including this next track, which comes from an album called The Return of Kerner, Ray and Glover. This is a wonderful piece of music called England Blues. I'm now going to put my sweater on with Nerd of the Year on it. And there's no competition because I win every year. Find a little pawn and go, oh, he gonna pawn me. I think he was singing in Transylvanian then. Either that or he's been drinking that milk of amnesia stuff that you can get occasionally from pumps in pubs in England. That was England Blues from Kerner, Ray and Glover. The Return of Kerner, Ray and Glover is the name of the album, and I'm going to seek out more Spider John Kerner stuff until another obsession strikes me on the back of the nut. Now, making my way to bed about 3 o'clock in the morning at the Costa del Folk Festival in Ibiza recently, I heard strains of music coming from a corner of the lounge. I went over and I discovered Chris Newman, that great guitarist, jamming with Will Pound, the fantastic harmonica player, and Eddie J, one of the world's most amazing melodeon players. The result was so fantastic, I stayed up till about 5 o'clock, I think it was, before I staggered to bed, the birds tweeting as I made my way up the stairs. But I did say that night, you've got to get together, you three guys, and record what you did then, because it was wonderful. Jazz, folk, fusion, it was absolutely brilliant. They haven't done it so far. I hope they will. In the meantime, here is Chris Newman, ace guitarist and all-round good egg, with the humours of Kilty Clocher and Gosty's Frolics, guitar playing like you've never heard it before. Cracking version there of two great jigs, the humours of Kilty Clocher and Gosty's Frolics from Chris Newman's album, Still Getting Away With It. And he is, because he's so damn good. Now, Nonesuch Records, one of the other great little labels of the folk world, will release an album called Folk Songs on June the 9th. It stars the Kronos Quartet, and singers Sam Amidon, Olivia Cheney, Rhiannon Giddens, and Natalie Merchant. They celebrated their 50th anniversary with a concert starring all those people in 2014, and then got them all back into the studios to record what is, I think, an album of really terrific material. I'm going to play you a version now of The Factory Girl, which is a traditional song, sung by Rhiannon Giddens, but she was so disturbed by something that occurred just before she recorded the song that she wrote a completely different ending to it. So, as well as being a song about love and about a girl who works in a factory, it's also about the terrible things that happened when a factory burnt down in Bangladesh, causing the deaths of many of the women that were working there. So here's the Kronos Quartet and Rhiannon Giddens with Factory Girl.
as I went a-walking on a fine summer's morning, the birds in the bushes did whistle and sing. The lads and the lassies in couples were sporting, and then back to the factory their work to begin. I spied one amongst them, she was fairer than any. Her cheeks like the roses that bloom in the spring, her skin like the lily that blooms in yon valley. She was only a hard-working factory girl. Step it up to her, more closely to view her, when on me she cast a look of disdain, saying, young man, stand off me and do not come near me. I work for my living and think it no shame. The next morning I was there, ready and waiting, and bade her to talk to me, if just for a spell. And each morning after, she lingered still longer, and then hurried away at the sound of the bell. The birds and the bushes were stricken and still. I stepped on the path where she often did meet me, and I walked to the factory upon the hill. The crowd gathered round, couldn't hide the destruction. I cast my eyes on it in such disbelief. A truth of the world settled into the ashes. A rich man's neglect is the poor man's grief. As I stood there a whisper caressed me. A faint scent of roses, my senses begun. I lifted my face and I saw that above me a thousand young butterflies darkened the sun.
Amazing. Rhiannon Giddens has got to be one of the most intelligent, powerful, rooted, gutsy singers on the scene at the present moment. I love everything that she does. And that work there with the Cronos Quartet, I think, is destined to become a modern classic. Factory Girl from the Nonesuch album, Folk Songs. And if I've got time in the next couple of weeks, I will play you another track, Natalie Merchant, perhaps, singing with the Cronos Quartet, because it is a fantastic album, released on June the 9th. Now, Free Reed Records. It is impossible to over-egg the pudding that is Free Reed. The artists they work with, Martin Carthy, Dave Swarbrick, Roaring Jelly, Flowers and Frolics, Les Barker. Oh, I could go on and on. It was founded by Neil Wayne, who will not mind me saying is a concertina nut. Like I am a bit of a freak when it comes to various things like banjos and Irish traditional music, Neil is a complete fruitcake when it comes to concertinas. He probably knows more about concertinas than any single human being on the planet. And he's got massive collections. His house in Derbyshire is stuffed full of concertinas. So his early recording career with Free Reed was mostly based on going out, getting recordings of traditional concertina players, mostly in the west of Ireland. So I'm going to begin this tribute to Free Reed Records with a track from one of their early albums, I Have a Bonnet Trimmed with Blue and the Rakes of Mallow. Two great little tunes from Bernard O'Sullivan, who was a farmer with a massive repertoire of traditional tunes from County Clare. And his companion, Tommy McMahon, is a generation younger, who learnt many of his tunes from Bernard, but also from other players in County Clare. This was recorded in 1975 by John Tams and Neil Wayne. Thank you. couple of great dance tunes there from the Clare tradition. That was Tommy McMahon and Bernard O'Sullivan on concertina with I Have a Bonnet Trimmed with Blue and The Rakes of Mallow. And that comes from a boxed set called Clare Concertinas on the Free Read label. Box sets, this is one thing that Free Read are really, really famous for. And one of the major movers behind the box set is a guy called Nigel Schofield, a walking encyclopedia and lifelong fan and bedrock supporter of folk music. He works so hard and his knowledge is encyclopedic, and he produces some of the most beautiful booklets to go with the box sets. And what box sets they are. I've got a little catalogue in front of me here. Burning Bright, The Life and Music of Ashley Hutchins, Crop Ready Capers, 25 Years of Fairport and Friends at Crop Ready Festival, 45 Years of Folk's Finest Fiddler, Swarb, The Transports, Silver Edition Box Set, Fairport Convention, The Carthy Chronicles, Life and Times of Martin Carthy, Wake the Vaulted Echoes, A Celebration of Peter Bellamy, Up to Now, A History of Robin and Barry Dransfield, and many, many more. Well, from the box set RT, The Life and Music of Richard Thompson, this is the great man himself with the classic Wall of Death. One of the best songs ever written. In fact, it was Elvis Costello who said, Richard Thompson is England's greatest songwriter. How's about that then?
Time on the other end.
idea what happened to the applause on the end of that. I didn't cut it off. That's the way it ended. The Wall of Death, Richard Thompson Band, from the box set RT, The Life and Music of Richard Thompson, disc number 2, a box set from Free Reed Records. Another set is The Transports, 1977. This was a project masterminded by the late and great Peter Bellamy, one of this country's major folk performers, from the 1960s through to his sad, untimely death in 1991. Founder member of the Young Tradition, he was a mover and shaker and a man of great imagination as well as terrific understanding, and he was, of course, deeply rooted in the folk tradition. His ballad opera, The Transports, tells the story of a couple from Norfolk who were transported to Australia as convicts in the late 18th century. It's an amazing project. Peter Bellamy wrote the libretto and the music and produced the recording, himself starring in the linking role of the ballad singer. Character roles in the folk opera were played by people like the Watersons, Martin Carthy, Cyril Tawney, Nick Jones, Bert Lloyd, and this lady, June Tabor, who here is singing the mother's song from the opera and singing it beautifully. This is The Leaves in the Woodland.
The sad boom of the bittern is all that I hear, and the leaves in the woodland and the gulls by the shore cry, you never shall sit by your loved ones no more. You never shall sit by your loved ones no more. When I was a young girl, the world did seem gay, but these cruel hard times did drive comfort away, and the leaves in the woodland and gulls by the shore cry, you never shall dance with your sweetheart no more. You never shall dance with your sweetheart no more. Once I gathered wild flowers in the sweet countryside, but my garlands have withered, my posies have died, and the leaves in the woodland and the gulls by the shore cry, you never shall lie by your husband no more. You never shall lie by your husband no more. Once I went a-courting, but now my man's gone. Once I was a mother, but now I'm alone. And the leaves in the woodland and the gulls by the shore cry, you never shall walk with your menfolk no more. You never shall walk with your menfolk no more. Come all you young women that's free from all care, don't you ever get married, all sorrow lies there, for the leaves in the woodland and gulls by the shore cry, the heart that is given no man may restore, the heart that is given no
shall man ne'er restore. Now the fields are all empty, the hedgerows are bare. Only wild desolation is all I find there. I'll go down to the river to ease all my pain, and who knows but I might find my dear ones again. Who knows but I might find my dear ones again.
June Tabor with The Leaves in the Woodland from the album The Transports, 1977, on the Free Reed label. There's been a more recent version of The Transports going out on the road, headlined by The Young'uns, that great folk trio from the North East, and I believe that there is an album on its way, though I've not seen hide nor hair of it yet. Now, the Dransfields were, without any doubt, the Everly brothers of the British folk scene of the late 60s and early 70s. They were a force to be reckoned with. The most amazing harmonies, wonderful connect with their music. Robin was a great guitarist and a great researcher and a great seeker out of wonderful songs. And Barry is, for my money, one of the best English fiddlers ever, without any doubt. The two of them made such great music, and for the years that they were on the road, they had a fantastic following. The only place now that you can get their albums, really, is on the Free Reed label. From the set Popular to Country Belief, here's Robin and Barry Dransfield with the Takahana Girls.
I've been a ship's cook, and I've been a clipper man. I can dance, I can sing, I can walk a jibboo. I can handle a harpoon and cut a fine figure whenever I get sent to a good standing room. We'll rant and we'll roar like true born young whaler men. We'll rant and we'll roar on deck or below, until we see bottom inside the two sinkers. Then straight up the channel to Huasca we'll go. I came to Takawana last year on a whaler. I bought some gold roaches for the girls in the bay. I bought the clay pipe that calls it to me a shoe. It melted like butter on a hot sunny day. We'll rant and we'll roar like true born young whaler men. We'll rant and we'll roar on deck or below, until we see bottom inside the two sinkers. Then straight up the channel to Huasca we'll go. I went to a dance last night in Old Tom Bay. There was plenty of talent, as much as you'd wish. There was one little girl there a-chewing tobacco, just like a young kitten a-chewing fresh fish. We'll rant and we'll roar like two born young whaler men. We'll rant and we'll roar on deck or below, until we see bottom inside the two sinkers. Then straight up the channel to Huasca we'll go. Farewell to the girls of old Takawana. Farewell to the girls of far off Maui. Let's drink and be merry, don't be melancholy. I got barriers all orange choky I'd be. We'll rant ranting, we'll roar like two Bornean whalemen. We're ranting, we'll roar on deck or below, until we see bottom inside the two sinkers. Then straight up the channel to Huasco we'll go.
I love that verse, but I think I've said this before, that the young girl there, chewing tobacco, just like a young kitten chewing fresh fish. What an image. Great song too, great lyrics. Takuana Girls, from the album Popular to Contrary Belief. Robin and Barry Dransfield, as I said, two of the mainstays of the second wave of the folk revival in these islands. Wonderful, wonderful stuff. I'm going to finish this tribute to Free Reed with, well, the title of one of George Melly's volumes of his autobiography was Rum, Bum and Concertinas. Well, forget the rum and the other and just have some fun and another concertina to finish this celebration. It's Bernard Wrigley, the Bolton Bullfrog, who, apart from being a fine singer and a great songwriter, is also a really, really wonderful man on the concertina, as well as being an old pal of mine. Here he is with the classical, traditional English ballad of murder, death at sea, drowning, fire, third party and theft, Nelly the Elephant. The instrument he's playing, by the way, is a bass concertina, which came from one of the concertina bands belonging to the Manchester branch of the Salvation Army.
To Bombay, a travelling circus came. They brought an intelligent elephant, and Nelly was her name. One dark night, she slipped her iron chain, and off she ran to Hindustan and was never seen again. Nelly the elephant packed her trunk and said goodbye to the circus. Off she went with a trumpety trump, 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 trump. Nelly the elephant packed her trunk and trundled back to the jungle. Off she went with a trumpety trump, 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 trump. The head of the herd was calling far, far away. They met one night in the silvery light on the road to Mandalay. So Nelly the elephant packed her trunk and said goodbye to the circus. Off she went with a trumpety trump, 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 trump. Night by night, she danced to the circus band. When Nelly was leading the big parade, she looked so proud and grand. No more tricks for Nelly to perform. They taught her how to take a bow, and she took the crowd by storm. Nelly the elephant packed her trunk and said goodbye to the circus. Off she went with a trumpety trump, 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 trump. Nelly the elephant packed her trunk and trundled back to the jungle. Off she went with a trumpety trump, 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 trump.
A song dedicated to the present President of the United States, holder of the Oval Office, Nelly the Elephant, Bernard Wrigley, from the album This Label Is Not Removable, a celebration of 25 years of Free Reed Records. And that concludes our little nod and wink in the direction of that wonderful Derbyshire-based record company, Free Reed. Now, I know absolutely nothing about this next duo. I've tried to find out. All I can find out is that they are really great musicians. End of. On mandolin and fiddle, they make the sweetest of sounds and also make the most exciting of music. Here's Gideon Freudman and Brian Oberlin with the traditional blues number, Trouble in Mind.
Trouble in mind, I'm blue, but I won't be blue 'cause the sun's gonna shine in my back door someday. I'm going down, down to the river, gonna take my old blues, blues don't leave me. I'll rock away from here.
Mandolin and cello there, Freudman and Oberlin from their album Magnetic West with the traditional blues song Trouble in Mind. Brilliant stuff. And like I say, I've been trying to find out about the chaps but have failed miserably. I have Googled them on Tinterweb and all the rest of it to no avail. But there you go. Sometimes that happens. Now, Kate Young and Raphael de Costa have just produced an album called Les Objets Trouvés, which means found objects. It's a cracking album, terrific musicianship. He plays French accordion, which has got that lovely continental sound, and she is a great fiddler. Some of you might know her from her work with Eliza Carthy in Carthy, Oates, Farrell and Young, and she was also on that wonderful, fantastic, fabulous, world-beating album, Songs of Separation, which was my favourite album of last year, and of course it did win Album of the Year at the BBC Radio 2 Folk Awards. So the two of them have come together, like I say, Kate and Raphael, made an album of really class stuff, including this, their version of the traditional song Cutty Wren, which is one of those mystical songs about animal worship. But you can work it out for yourselves, I'm sure.
There, said Mildred to Mulder, we may not
Whoa, that was tight. Wonderful stuff. Cutty Wren from Kate and Raphael's album Les Objets Trouvés. Full of great stuff, that album. Now, the Jake Leg Jug Band have got a new album just out. I'm going to play you a track from it called Jake Leg Blues. Jake Leg is what happened during the Prohibition years when they couldn't get alcohol in the United States. So what they did was they brought in this stuff from Jamaica called Jamaican Ginger. And I think there was a bit of alcohol in it, but not so much. And they used to then pour all kinds of junk into it to turn it into hooch. The terrible end result of it was that a lot of people ended up crippled, blind and maimed in various ways from the poison that was in the Jamaican ginger. And the various complaints were known as Jake Leg. Hence the title of this track, Jake Leg Blues.
Thought the lively man would die when you made the country dry, when you made it so that you could not get not another drop of rye. You know that you will feel bad when you see what he had had, when you see him coming with a lot of dough. If you listen, I'll tell you so. Here he comes, I mean to tell you, here he comes. He's got those Jake Limberleg blues. Here he comes, I mean to tell you, here he comes. He's got those Jake Limberleg blues. When you see him coming, I am going to tell you that if you sell him Jake, you'd better give him a crutch too. Here he comes, I mean to tell you, here he comes. He's got those Jake Limberleg blues. Here he comes, he's got those Jake Limberleg blues. Here he comes, I mean to tell you, here he comes. He's got those Jake Limberleg blues. He could be named Charlie, or he could be named Ned, but if he drinks this Jake, it will give him the Limberleg. Here he comes, I mean to tell you, here he comes. He's got those Jake Limberleg blues.
Jake Leg Blues from the Jake Leg Jug Band, their album Break a Leg. Now, after the terrible things that happened in Manchester a few days back, I thought long and hard about what I might do on this show to commemorate in some way the awful events of that night. I was born in Manchester, I was brought up there, it's my city, and I still have a small place there that I go back to every week. Well, I thought and thought, and all I could think of was playing this next song. It's a beautiful song, made from a poem originally by Alfred Lord Tennyson, and the tune was put to it by the American singer Rani Arbo. I think what it has made is a beautiful song which somehow expresses hope and yet at the same time tries to make sense of what has happened, which is, of course, pretty much impossible. Well, this song uses the analogy of a ship crossing over the sandbars at the mouth of a bay before setting out on the ocean as a mirror image of what happens to us in our life when we eventually set out to go on that great adventure. This is Doggerland from the album No Sadness of Farewell with Crossing the Bar.
Sunset and evening star, and one clear call for me, and may there be no moaning of the bar when I put out to sea. When I put out to sea, when I put out to sea, and may there be no moaning of the bar when I put out to sea. Such a tide is moving, seems asleep, too full for sound or foam, when that which drew from out the boundless deep turns again home, turns again home, turns again home, when that which drew from out the boundless deep turns again home. Twilight and evening bell, and after that the dark, and may there be no sadness of farewell when I am far, when I am far, sadness of farewell when I am from out our born of time and place, this flood may bear me far, I hope to see my pilot face to face when I have crossed the bar, when I have crossed the bar, when I have crossed the bar, I hope to see my pilot face to face when I have crossed